You're listening to SBS News.
It's the crisis at sea that's alarming global powers and which saw Iranian Revolutionary Guards rappel from helicopters to seize the British tanker, the Stena Impero. British Navy frigate HMS Montrose was alerted, but it was too far away to stop the seizure.
You must not impede, obstruct or hamper the passage of the MV Stena Impero.
Newly released audio reveals the tense exchange between the Montrose and the Iranian military in the Strait of Hormuz last Friday.
If you obey, you will be safe, Captain. Alter your course to 360 degrees immediate, Captain.
For weeks, Iran had threatened to seize a British tanker in retaliation for the United Kingdom's capture of an Iranian tanker 2 weeks earlier in Gibraltar. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says the difference is that the UK was acting lawfully in that instance over fears the Iranian ship was carrying oil to Syria in violation of EU sanctions. In this instance, Mr. Hunt says, Iran has violated international law because the British tanker was in the territorial waters of Oman.
This is totally and utterly unacceptable. It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping in the Straits of Hormuz. And so we spent a long time this afternoon in Cobra discussing how we can guarantee the security of British and international shipping.
Saudi Arabia says Iran must be aware its actions are unacceptable, but the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has tweeted the US National Security Advisor John Bolton is, to quote, turning his venom against the UK in the hopes of dragging it into a quagmire. It appears he's warning the US is dragging the UK into its dispute with Iran. Tensions have been running high between the US and Iran after US President Donald Trump withdrew the US from a landmark nuclear deal last year. The Trump administration has since threatened more economic sanctions on the country. It's unclear how Britain plans to respond to the seizing of the tanker, but it's likely to want to defuse tensions. Hormuzgan Province Port and Marine Authority spokesman Ala Murad Afifipour says the crew on board the British tanker are safe in the port of Bandar Abbas.
We have already announced that if the ship, the vessel or the crew members, they have any needs, we are ready to meet their needs. However, there are some regulations and we should look in, we should conduct a casualty investigation with regard to the vessel.
The UK has written to the United Nations saying Iran's seizure of the British-flagged tanker constitutes illegal interference. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.